I'm actually concerned earlier on that there was actually no mention of long-term conditions on the sheet that you produced. Given that 42% of people have long-term conditions and £7 in every £10 spent in the NHS are spent on those with long-term conditions. But anyway, my question is about a regular one that I come to the annual review with, and it's the priority for the patients who attend the NHS Centre for Integrative Care, who are obviously very concerned about the recent removal of NHS Lanarkshire deciding to send patients to the unit. I feel that we need clarity from Robert Calderwood, given that since the 8th of February 2011, and in, at preceding annual reviews and in the press recently, and patients have passed letters to me that they've received, that they're still continuing to say that the unit is dependent on other health boards continuing to refer. And we know that now, actually, only 4 out of the 14 health boards in Scotland currently continue to refer on a regular basis. So the number has dwindled considerably, and we feel that something more needs to be done about it. I think to Shona Robinson, I feel I need to know what can be done with these other health boards who say that they're responsible to Scottish ministers. And NHS Lanarkshire decided, despite a consultation which they used, a discredited Westminster report that was only actually signed by 3 out of 14 people on the Science and Technology Committee, as justification for what they'd done. Now, we know that the suicide rate is higher for people with long-term conditions and chronic pain, and that this unit definitely helps them. And unfortunately, a friend of mine recently who lived in NHS Lanarkshire killed herself in May, and she had been trying to, she was previously a patient at the Centre for Integrative Care, and she'd been trying to get back there. Now, I know what happens, and I've been fighting this for a number of years, but I didn't know it was going to happen so close to a friend of mine, and it's really disturbing that this is the patient price. The hospital's got great 100% patient satisfaction ratings, and staff have been nominated and shortlisted for awards. And I actually received a letter after last year's annual review when I came here saying that the board will endeavour to promote the unit. However, I don't see any evidence of that. There's nothing on the website to say that this was the first board or the first hospital in your service that received 100% patient satisfaction ratings. And two teams at the hospital and one staff member was shortlisted in the Evening Times Community Champions Award. No mention. It's a tiny hospital, but it punches a great punch with the patients that go there, and we all really depend on it. So I mean, from the bottom of our heart, we're trying to save it, and we're just appealing that hopefully it can be.
Well, thank you, Catherine. I'll come back to you in a second. Gentlemen here.
Thank you, Cabinet Secretary. It's an annual question I ask, and I'm sure Robert is already primed. The care of cancer patients who require chemotherapy. We have two new hospitals in Glasgow, one in the New Victoria, the other the New Stophill. Victoria has got a service provision for chemotherapy and its other infusions. Stophill doesn't. And it's a lot of people in the north of Glasgow, in the northeast, east Dumbarton and beyond, cannot understand, as I cannot, that there's insufficient numbers. I can't see that being the answer. And yet, back comes the reply, it would be clinically unsafe to have it at Stophill. I would then venture to suggest that with the closure of the old Victoria, the new Victoria becomes clinically unsafe. There's no accident and emergency close by. So something has really got to be done. Just this week I've asked the local taxi firm, what is the cost of a taxi from Kirkintilloch to the Beetson? £14. What would a taxi be from Kirkintilloch to the new Stophill? About £5. People go that journey, they're uptight before they get to the hospital. They feel, excuse the language, hellish when they leave, and they've got to go through all these parameters. Something's not right somewhere. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir, for that question. I'll hand over to Andrew's team in a second. I want to just address Catherine's point, though, about the Centre for Integrative Care. And I visited the centre recently with the Public Health Minister, Maureen Watt, and I have to say I was very impressed with the services that are provided there, and indeed the patient feedback was very, very positive, as was the commitment of the staff who work there. And what we agreed to do, and I'm happy to get back to you maybe with more detail about this, was there's something about the promotion of the centre and furthering the understanding of what the centre does, not just among health professionals, but for the public and patients as well. Because people still refer to it as a homeopathic hospital, but actually it's not. It does a whole range of things. I met a patient who was a cancer patient who was having a whole range of treatments that was extremely helpful in her recovery from her cancer. It was a very, very important part of her treatment. So there is a job of work to be done about actually getting people to understand what the centre now does. There's also work going on around the location of the chronic pain service, which is going to be sitting right next door to the centre, and I think that opens up opportunities for the two services to work together to provide services to patients, because there'll be some overlap there. So I'll get back to you, Catherine, with an update. We're still looking at how we can do that in the best way, and I'll make sure that you're kept updated about that. Andrew, can I hand over
certainly
to the other questions?
The first question related to additional funding for specialist nurse from MS Society, and I suspect that Roslyn should deal with that, and then we'll come back to Robert. Roslyn.
I'm very pleased to say that we were delighted to receive £245,000 allocated to us earlier this year for additional specialist nurses. We've been working with the other boards in the west of Scotland, specifically around additional motor neuron disease nurses, and we're doing that because we host the motor neuron disease nurses for the other boards, which is Lanarkshire, Dumfries and Galloway and Ayrshire and Arran, as well as ourselves. So we're working with the other boards, really looking at how we'll allocate the additional nurses that we will be about to go to recruitment on. With regards to the funding that we have in addition to that for motor neuron disease nurses, what we're doing at the moment is we're looking at the population needs. So we're looking at the number of patients we have in the population with different diseases, and then we're matching that against a number of specialist nurses we have just now to help us identify where we will actually allocate this funding. So at this point in time, it's work ongoing. In saying that, we've to report back to the government by the end of October on where we are going to allocate those fundings. So we're on track to be able to do that. So at the moment, I don't have a definitive answer for you other than to say we're on the case at the moment.
The Cabinet Secretary dealt with, to some extent, with the Centre for Integrative Care. Robert, you may want to add something to that, and then the chemotherapy at Stob Hill.
Thank you, Chairman. As I've said at these meetings before, the Greater Glasgow and Clyde Health Board has no plans to change its service provided through the Centre for Integrated Care. The point has been made that over the last 5 years, numerous boards across Scotland have, on the back of local clinical service reviews, intimated that they would send no new patients to the centre. And as a consequence of that, clinical staff and managerial staff have worked to live within those resources and to redesign service. So the service that we have tonight is a service that we believe within NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde for the foreseeable future we intend to keep. It regrettably is not up to me to be able to say anything to my colleagues in the other boards as they conduct their clinical service reviews and their judgment on how to allocate resources. But certainly, as the Cabinet Secretary has highlighted, we are working with colleagues nationally to develop a national chronic pain service which will be based within and make some significant use of the facilities of the existing hospital. And we believe that will further support the retention of that clinical facility into the foreseeable future. So, as I say, the Glasgow position is unchanged. You're absolutely right. Lanarkshire is the latest in a line of boards to intimate that from a current date, no new referrals would be made. Turning to Mr. Herbert and our annual conversation, the position is, as I have intimated before, in 2004, the West of Scotland Health Boards conducted a review on the provision of chemotherapy services on the back of a significant breakdown in oncology services provided out of the Beatson West Scotland Cancer Hospital at that time. The outcome of that was all of the health boards in West Scotland were encouraged to rationalise the sites on which consultant-led chemotherapy was delivered. And within Greater Glasgow and Clyde, we were to come down from about 5 units to 2. The board back in 2004 chose to have a south unit ultimately located in the new Victoria Ambulance Care Hospital, and for the North and River to centralise that service within the new Beatson West of Scotland Cancer Centre, which was subsequently built in Gatnavel General. That remains unequivocally the clinical view of the consultant oncologist in the West of Scotland, that two centres for consultant-led service meets the patient need and is the safest way to deliver that. However, in line, again, as Tom knows, in line with all services, there is a move away from the traditional models of a consultant-led and consultant-delivered service to a much more multidisciplinary approach, and in this particular instance, a nurse-led day chemotherapy service. Where we are at the moment is each year, as that nurse-led chemotherapy service can be safely provided, we look at the numbers of those people who geographically live closer to Stob Hill as opposed to Gatnavel General, and we look to see if we can get critical mass for those nurse-provided treatments, which is only in relation to a small number of cancers. But clearly, over the years, we would expect that movement away from an inpatient consultant-led service to a much more same-day multidisciplinary approach. And there will be a tipping point in the coming years where we will be able to provide that service in greater numbers of locations that are closer to the public. But as it stands at the moment, the annual review based on the 2014-15 registered cancer cases whose postcodes are more adjacent to the new Stob Hill Hospital than Gatnavel has continued to indicate that the service would only result in about 30 to 40 patients being treated per week, and that would be less than one and a half days' work. So at the moment, it remains not a viable proposition. So we've got to be clear, there's a difference between consultant-led services and patient safety, which can only, in a Glasgow context, be delivered on two sites. And the board took that decision as part of a West of Scotland consultation back in 2004. But there will be an opportunity annually to move and to look at how we develop nurse-led services, which I think, over the fullness of time, could result in a credible range of services being developed at Stob Hill.
How many patients are treated and developed even in the nurse-led service?
I don't actually have that number to my hand, Tom. Of all the numbers I carry around in my head for these annual conversations. I will get the numbers and go into great detail. The problem with comparing two units is they're not like for like. The Vale Leven unit isn't a specialist clinical oncology unit. It is a hemato-oncology unit led by a consultant hematologist. It is not exclusively a cancer service. So there's a greater number of patients that we're able to do there because we can combine the local population's outpatient consultations for hemato-oncology and not the specialist care at the Beatson with some local delivery. So it's not a directly comparable service that you and I have been debating over the years as to when we can get to a point to establish that at Stob Hill, recognising the point that you legitimately make every year about the travel for that population and how it would be both economically and given the conditions of the patients much more appropriate to provide it locally. And that remains under active review.
We'll get that information to you, though, that you asked.